You clock out. We clock in. Welcome to the Torn by Sports Lunch Break.
Welcome to this edition of the Torn by Sports Lunch Break. Today, I'm joined by Anthony Broom of the Mason Brew blog, as well as the Detroit Free Press. How are you doing today, Anthony?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. Big game this weekend.
Yeah, pretty big game. Pretty big game for Michigan, I think, with the ranked opponent trying to show that they're turning around the team with Harbaugh. I mean, after three non-conference games, how is Michigan feeling about their season so far?
I think so far it's been a work in progress. In terms of how I've viewed it, I think it's been the biggest key for them has been improving week to week. And they have, obviously, the first week they lost, but then the last 2 weeks have been wins. Competition hasn't been that strong, but still you're starting to see them fix some of the problems they had not only last year, but in the game against Utah. And quarterback play is still a concern, but I think as we move along each week, everyone, pretty much every aspect of the team has shown something to be excited about.
Okay, I mean, coming into the season, I mean, what would you say was the biggest question mark potentially that's been answered up to this point?
The biggest question mark that, and I don't want to call it completely answered yet because it's still a work in progress, is the run game. The offensive line has not been good the last couple of years. The run backs have struggled to find holes when they're available to them. But each week it's gotten a little bit better. The offensive line is starting to open up some holes. You see that they're evaluating their problems in practice and improving on those types of things. So run blocking is getting a little bit better. Pass blocking has been pretty good. Running backs are starting to see openings a little bit more. So in terms of questions coming into the season, those are the main two that have been addressed and are improving each week.
Cool. I mean, now facing BYU this week in the Big House, BYU won the nail-biter at Nebraska through the Hail Mary and had another close game with UCLA at UCLA. How much do you think the home field will matter for Michigan this game?
I think it's going to be a big deal. They want to protect their home field. Obviously, that's always a big key in any of these type of games. But, you know, I think one of the big keys to this is, UCLA will be coming out east for UCLA, BYU, with all these three four-letter names. BYU's coming out east for, it's an early kickoff for them. It's a noon kickoff, and that's something we'll see what kind of start they're able to get off to. But Michigan wants to win this game. This is a big measuring stick game for them. The re-exam from the Utah game. This will be our first chance to see, okay, how much better have they actually gotten? And it's going to be really their first big test until Michigan State comes to the Big House about a month from now. So the matchup lost a little bit of its luster when Taysom Hill went out, but Tanner Mangum has been good from what I've seen, and it's going to be a really exciting matchup.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of Tanner Mangum, BYU's freshman quarterback, he's been playing pretty well. How will Michigan key in to stopping him and BYU's pretty towering wide receivers?
Well, I think they have two corners on the outside, and Channing Stribling and George Lewis, who have both been really, really, really good the first couple weeks. I think that's the first key to taking care of BYU's bigger receivers. I think what Michigan would want to do ideally on defense is keep Mangum in the pocket. He's a guy that's shown he can kind of make some plays outside the tackles and, stretch the ball downfield with that big arm. So Michigan's defensive line has been great. I think if one of the keys for them is going to be keeping Mangum in the pocket and really using their corners on the outside to take away some of those options from him.
Okay, I mean, outside of your corners, it seems like a big strong point for Michigan has been their defense. What other advantages do you see Michigan having in this game?
I think the defensive line should be able to have a good game. I've actually seen the replay of the UCLA BYU game was on last night, and I watched some of it live over the weekend. I think there were times where BYU's tackles sort of struggled from what I thought, and defensive end has not really been defensive tackles have been great, but the defensive ends are still kind of coming along, and you know, I think Michigan's ends against BYU's tackles is going to be an interesting matchup to watch on defense. The linebackers are stout and run support. I think that's going to be a big test for them. And they've got a guy in the secondary in Jabril Peppers who can play corner, play some safety, and does a little bit of everything well. So I think defensively, I like how Michigan matches up against BYU, but it's still, like I said, one of those measuring stick games. I think it's a tough matchup for them, but they have the advantage of it being at home, and so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, so let's switch a little bit to Michigan's offense. I mean, Coach Harbaugh has said that Ruddock is the starting quarterback, and I believe he even said it isn't close. Last Saturday, BYU's defense shut down Josh Rosen and UCLA's passing attack. What do you expect to see from Ruddock in the Michigan passing game this year, or this week?
It needs to be better. That's probably their biggest concern right now, is that Ruddock was touted as a guy coming in that doesn't make a lot of mistakes, that isn't very reckless with the football, and he's been that in these first 3 weeks. It's not he only had 5 interceptions all last year, and he already has that plus a lost fumble in 3 games. So that is a concern. Michigan's wide receivers have that played pretty well. You can tell timing is still something that they're working on and something they're working to get addressed, but it is a tough matchup. The offensive line at times has struggled, but they've still shown some good things. They've shown that their pass protection should be pretty good. Ruddock will have time to throw and make plays. It's just a matter of if he does or not. It's last week was probably his worst of performance of the year against a UNLV team that just isn't really, they're not good. And that's a concern for them. I think being able to get the ball to your playmakers, have them stretch the field a little bit. I think that's something that really could determine the outcome of this game. I think Michigan's going to be able to run the ball, but we'll see if they'll be able to throw it or not. I think Jake Ruddock really is the biggest player to watch. His performance alone could probably turn the tide of this game.
Yeah, I mean, UCLA clearly found a way to win that game running the ball. Do you think that's going to be a huge part of Michigan's game plan?
I would say so. It's something they've been really focusing on getting right the last few weeks. They've got a few guys back there. Devion Smith has had his breakout performance. Ty Isaac had a breakout performance last week. Ray Johnson is the guy who's coming back and getting healthy. So they've got quite a good table of backs back there. Again, it's going to be more, the offensive line, like I said, has improved, but there's still a lot of things that, if they did something a little bit differently, maybe a play goes for 6, or maybe you get a few more yards. I'm interested in seeing how, in these last 3 weeks, they've progressed, and if they can open up more holes against, a BYU team that's pretty good. So I think a Jim Harbaugh team is going to run the ball first and foremost, and I think they should be able to, but we'll see what happens. They're going to have to be balanced. They can't just run the ball, 80% of the time and win this football. So I do think that's what they're going to do to set up themselves for success.
Okay, well, I mean, do you have any final thoughts and a prediction for the game?
I've been going back and forth all week. I still, as we record this thing here today, I still don't know. Michigan's favored. I think because they're playing at home and because of, the quote-unquote Harbaugh effect, I think as of right now, I'm leaning slightly Michigan, but I'm not all that confident in that right now because I don't know. It really depends on the Jake Ruddock that we're going to see Saturday. And, it should be a low-scoring physical football game, something along the lines of 24-20, 2017. So right now I'm leaning slightly Michigan, but this is a pretty pick-up game for me.
All right, well, Anthony, before we let you go, 2 more things. Quickly, What is your favorite thing for lunch?
My favorite thing for lunch?
Yep. This is the lunch break, I have to ask.
That's a pretty, man. You know, I have no problems with just a simple, like a grilled ham and cheese sandwich, maybe a little cup of tomato soup or something. I'm a simple person, so that would be, I guess that'd be my pick there. Got a pretty wide palate of taste, but yeah, that's simple is good. That's an ideal lunch for me.
All right. Well, I mean, Anthony, if thanks for coming on. If our listeners want to go find any more content by you, where can they find you?
Well, you can find me at maizeandbrew.com. Follow us on Twitter at maizeandbrew. You can follow me on Twitter at Anthony T. Broom. I will be at the game Saturday, so if you're looking for a Michigan perspective on how things are going on, sure to give us a follow and check out our work. Yeah, that's about it. I've got my bases covered there.
This has been a Torn Life Sports production.